Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on the show today is Reva Balish. She's the Vice President of Global Analysis at Stratfor, a global intelligence and advisory firm located in Austin, Texas. And Reva, geopolitics have been really dominating the headlines, I would say, 2015 and into the start of the new year. I know that you just released your 2016 forecast. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about some of the major events and developments that you guys have on your radar for this year?
Well, where to start? As you said, 2015 definitely had a lot of big geopolitical events that tend to scare the markets. And, those were all events that fit into bigger trends that are still very much in motion. So for 2016, I think the one clear point is you're not going to see much economic relief in the commodity markets. We're still looking at a prolonged period of low oil prices, which means a good deal of volatility in much of the world and major oil producing regions that we're looking at. It also means that it has an opposite side effect in places like Europe and India, which, is still doing quite well economically. And China certainly benefits from those lower energy prices. So there's always two sides to that coin. But overall, the combination of lower oil prices, China's overall economic industrial decline and slowdown, these are all structural economic issues that are not going to see significant relief. And, from there, we just have to look at what that means within each region, who's the most at risk, all while we're still going to see lots of activity within the Middle East. You have a very complex web of players there that are becoming a lot more assertive overall. And so, we can break it down from there, Chris.
The main story, I would say, has been oil and commodity prices and the effect that this is having on the emerging markets. Of course, this is tied back to China, which we've discussed many times on the show over the past year in specific. But with China slowing, the massive oversupply that is now there in the market, and how all of the countries that are tied to China, with the economies tied to China and export and commodities, how they're being affected. And I just noticed that there was an article posted on Bloomberg today where they said that the corporate credit outlook is the worst since the 2008 financial crisis. And that was S&P that is saying that. And basically, they're saying a lot of the damage is in Latin America, of course. I guess, tell us, what is the reason that you don't see any relief coming to the commodity space or the oil space just yet?
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? You've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.